Welcome everyone. We're going to continue our series on Hilchas Pesach. Last year, we gave three shiurim on Hilchas Pesach. The first in the series was how to kasher the kitchen for Pesach. The second one was how to clean the house for Pesach. And the third was Hilchas Leil HaSeder, the halachas of the Seder night. And we'll put on the chat a link to those shiurim from last year. And this year, we're going to continue the series. We'll start with the shiur on Hilchas Kitnius, the origins of the minhag not to eat kitnius on Pesach, many different kulis that we have in the minhag not to eat kitnius on Pesach, and which foods are included in this minhag. That's what we'll discuss in tonight's shiur. So the first thing is, what is kitnius? In the Rishonim, we find that they use the lashon lamed yod gimel vav mem, legume, which we call in English legume, which include beans, lentils, peas, and similar types of foods. Rice is included also. Corn is included. All these things are considered kitnius, and we'll see the tzad hashavah, the similar, or the reason why they're included in this gzeira as we go through the halacha. So that's what kitnius is. These types of foods, these types of things that grow from the ground, legumes and similar ideas. And Medina de Gemara, there is no iser to eat these things on Pesach. The gzeira came after the Chasimus HaTalmud, after the Gemara was finished. And in the Gemara it just says, and the Mechaber passes like what it says in the Gemara, Elu dvarim sheyotzim mehem yidei chayves matzah. These are the things that you yotze, your mitzvah, matzah, wheat and barley, spelt, oats and rye, the chameshes minei dagon. The chatchila we take from wheat, but you can take from these five minim. Avaloi ba'ayres, not with rice, ushar minei kitnius, not with any legume. Also, these things, rice and kitnius, they won't come lidei chimutz, they can't become chametz. Umutra lasis mehem tavshul, you're allowed to make a tavshul, you can make food from kitnius, from rice. That is dina de Gemara, and that's how the Rambam paskins, and that's how the Mechaber paskins. And the Gemara, and daf kuf yadal in Pesachim, actually says, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna, that there are two tavshilim that we take by Leil HaSeder, Zeichel LePesach and Zeichel LeChagiga. What are these two tavshilim? Rav Huna said, Silka V'Areza, beets and rice. Rava Hava Mahadar Asilka V'Areza, Rava would specifically get beets and rice. Hayu V'Nafam V'Pumidir Rav Huna, since his Rebbe said it, therefore he went purposely, specifically to get those foods, because his Rebbe said, get beets and rice. So we see that Rava, at the time of the Amiram, was still having Leil HaSeder, a tavshil made from rice. So Medina de Gemara, there is no iser to have rice or any kitnius on Pesach. Where's the first place, or one of the first places that we find the minog not to eat kitnius? That's from the Smak, Sefer Mitzvahs Katan, by the Rimi Kervil, around 800 years ago, approximately. And there, he quotes the minog, and he doesn't say that it happened just then, around 800 years ago. He says the minog is already, was noig for many years by Chachamim HaKadmonim, by the early Chachamim. So this is going back many, many years, after the Chasimus HaTalmud, but before the Pashtus, it seems like before the days of the early Rishonim even, around that time, if not even earlier. And what's the reason for this gzera? The gzera not to eat minei kitnius, which include, like we said, rice, corn, beans, lentils, and similar types of foods, peas. So the reason is, the smak over there says one reason. The reason he says is because these types of foods, legumes and rice, you can make it into a kemach, into a flour, you can make it into a bread, you can make it into a cereal, and people are going to get mixed up. The Amaratzim won't know the difference, and they're going to see, well, this I can make, well, maybe I can have chametz also, if I can make a bread, so I can make a bread. And they don't realize this bread is from rice, this bread is from wheat, and because it can come, asila achlufa, you can make mistakes. Therefore, Chazal said, no kitnius. There's another reason that's brought down in the Torah, and in other Rishonim also, that since the grains of the five mini dagon are very similar to the kitnius, to the beans of kitnius, and they would come into close proximity in the olden days, and even these days sometimes, they would come into very close proximity, you would have cross-contamination, where you would have sometimes a chita in the peas, you would have a chita in the beans, and somehow it'll get mixed up. You have some chita in your corn, and the Mela, they made a gzera that you should not eat kitnius because you may actually have chametz in there, you may actually have a chita mixed into your kitnius. So those are the two main reasons. Reason number one, it's asila achlufe, people will make mistakes, they're going to see you eating stuff which looks like it's chametz stick, and they're not going to realize the difference, and they're going to make mistakes, or because it gets mixed in to the kidneys, also grains from chameshes min yedagon, and it can come to lidei chimutz, it can come to eating chametz on Pesach. There's actually a third reason that's brought down in Rabbeinu Manoach, and actually the Bir Halacha quotes it, and he says that in certain years where it didn't rain so much and the crop didn't grow so well, the grains of wheat looked very similar to Zarainim, to seeds of kidneys, and therefore they really can get mixed up, and that's a svara that Rabbeinu Manoach says. Another reason why the Gzeira or Takana or Minog spread not to eat kidneys. Now this Minog did not spread to Svard, it spread only to Ashkenaz, which is Germany, France, Russia, Poland, general Europe. It did not spread to the Svardim, and that's why the Rambam makes no mention of it. And even the Ritva and Daf Lamed Hei Sachem, he says, he gives Edus that the Minog was to eat kidneys in Svard. So in Spain and by the Svardim, generally, you know, there are some are Makben these days, but many of them are still lenient. Definitely the Minog was not Nispash to Svard in the olden days. So by the Halacha, the Ramah, for those Ashkenazim, those who goes on the Holchim Yad Ramah, the Ramah says, Simen Tafnun Gimel, V'yish Oisrim, they aser to eat Tavshilim of kidneys, V'aminek ba'ashkenaz lahachmer, V'ein l'shanis, we don't eat kidneys, V'ein l'shanis, as the Psaka, the Ramah says. Now, even though that's what the Ramah says, interestingly, the Maruk Tzia, which is the Yavitz, he is a very sharp halush in the other way. The Maruk Tzia says that Kamat Tsarin and Star Oisei Tzadik Al Zois, he said his father, the Chacham Tzvi, had a lot of pain on this minhag. Kol Chag HaMatzis Hoyim Yisroim, he'd be complaining, and he would say, if I had the Koyach, I'd be Mevatel this minhag. This minhag Gerua Halazu, this gerua, this shvacha minhag that they have, it's a chumra to also they kula. It's a chumra that comes to a kula. It comes out of chorba or mikshal. What's the reason, he says? Because mina kidneys are very matzoi, it's very easy to eat. But since we say that you can't have it on Pesach, so tzrich gonna have to bake a lot of bread. What are you gonna eat? Otherwise, they're gonna starve, especially the aniyim. They don't have so much meat, so they have to have lechem instead, which is matzah. And because they have to have so much matzah, first of all, they end up not baking the matzah properly because they have to bake so much. It comes to shahiyos, and they end up eating chametz instead of matzah. Also, the matzah cost a fortune, and the aniyim can't afford it. And also, it takes away from Simchas Yontif, he says, because of a chumra, she'ein latam v'reach, we're going to take away Simchas Yontif, and therefore the Chacham Tzvi seemed to be very upset about this minhag. He said, Iyayashar cheli, I'd be mevatalit. But he wasn't mevatalit, and the minhag did stay in Ashkenaz as a very, very strong minhag. And the Chassam Sofer brings down in the Tshuva, there were certain places where there were actually Chashavar Rabbanim that tried to be Mevatel the Minog, and all the other Rabbanim stood up very strongly and said, no, we cannot be Mevatel this Minog, and that is the Minog till today. And the Mishnah Berurah just says, they know that it's Aser, V'yesh Ayusim Nami Eker Adin, it's a Chumash Echmiru Aleim, but the Lashon of the Aruch HaShulchan is very strong. Now when it comes to kidneys, people think, well, it's not Chametz. The lashon of Aruch HaShulchan is very, very strong. His lashon is the iser zeh kivin shekiblu aveseinu mishum geder midin Torah. Also, lo nu levatel. It's also to be levatel the minug. Hamefak v'kim v'hamakilim azeh. Those who are lenient or they question the minug, meiden al atman. They're giving testimony on themselves. She'ein mehem yirashemayim v'yirashchet ve'ein b'kim medarchei haTorah. They have no yirashemayim, no yirashchet, no fear of heaven, no fear of sin, and they're not b'kim in darchei haTorah. And then he says on the next page, there are some medinas that are not noig with this chumra. Germany, France, Russia, Plenia, Russia, Poland, Kimu, Vekimlu, Alein, Valzar, Machumra, Atoiva, Halazu. It's a good chumra. Very strong words that the Aruch HaShulchan has to say about the meaning of kidneys. So that's the origins. It was not Niskabel in Svard. It was Niskabel in Ashkenaz. And the Aruch HaShulchan says it was Niskabel in a very strong way not to eat any form of kidneys on Pesach. Now, albeit that that's the case, and we take it very, very strictly, very, very, very chomer by us, there are many kulas, because it's a minug that developed, it's not mi'ikar adin, there are many kulas that were built in, that the chachamu who either developed this minug or made this some sort of takana, built in many different kulas. Now, I made a list of 8 different kulas when it comes to kidneys that are nageya halacha lemaisa kulas. So the first one, which is not as nageya these days, is the shasad chak. The Chaya Adam says, and the Chaya Adam held that potatoes were kidneys. And the Divrei Chayim famously said that for everything, we pass like the Chaya Adam, except for things that the Chaya Adam is tali in it. because if we wouldn't be able to eat potatoes on Pesach, we wouldn't be able to live. There was nothing else to eat except for potatoes. But the Chayei Adam famously held potatoes. You can make it into a potato starch, into a flour, and therefore you may mix it up with real chametz. And the Chayei Adam held potatoes were kitnius. But the Chayei Adam says that certain years where there was no other food around, they were allowed to eat potatoes because b'shas hadchak, one's allowed to be makel on this minig of kitnius. Mishnah Berurah says also like that. Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkatan Vav that in Memakim Adchak one could be Makel, and in the Sharet Siyan there he says it clearly in Sivkatan Vav V'chein Yedua Sheitiru Chachmei Adar Kama Pa'amim B'Shnei Betzuris. The Chachmei Adar were Makel many times in hunger years to eat kidneys. So if there's a hunger in the Shas Adchak, that's the first heter that the Mishnah Berurah brings down. And that would be halacha lemaisa. Now there is a Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon does say that even mishas adchak one should be machmer on kidneys. He seems to have had the gzeira. It's in brought down a maisa rab. The gzeira much more chamer. But the psak of the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan and the Chayei Adam is that mishas adchak were makel that a person is allowed to eat kidneys. So that's the first kula mishas adchak. Not so practical these days. It's not usually mishas adchak. But based on that or a similar idea, the second kula is that a chayla she'im basakana. The Mishnah Berurah says someone who's a chayla she'im basakana, which means they're nafal a mishkov, they're laying down in bed or they can't function properly because they're not feeling well, they are allowed to take kidneys on Pesach. They can eat kidneys, and therefore different types of medicines, even liquid medication that has cornstarch in there or other corn syrup or different types of kidneys in the medication, someone who's a chayla she'im basakana would be allowed to take that medication. Kula number three, similar idea, is that a katan. Every katan, just like Hilchos Shabbos, is considered a chayla she'im basakana, and therefore a katan would be allowed to also to eat kidneys. Let's say, for example, formula, baby formula, many times has kidneys. Soy is considered a kidneys, so baby formula would be permitted for the katan to take, even though it's kidneys, because a katan is considered a chayla she'im basakana. Until what age? So the most lenient shitas go till the age of 9. Till around the age of 9, that's where a katan, if necessary, can have kidneys if the katan needs it. You know, obviously every katan is different and every need is different. If someone has a shayla, speak over with a rav. But the most lenient shita would be approximately till the age of 9. And obviously there are more chamardika shitas, but if someone doesn't need it, so you don't need it. If you need it, you need it. So ask a shayla. If someone does need to have the kidneys on Pesach, they should ask a shayla. Obviously, little babies, is even lechatchila to give them the formula. There's no reason bechlal to change. And you can give them formula that has a soy in it or any sort of kidneys. So that's the third. So the first three are really very similar. B'shas adchak, you're allowed to have it. You can have a chayla she'im basakana could eat kidneys. And a katan, until the age of 9, can eat kidneys. Now, one... until the age of 9, if he needs it, he could be considered a chayla she'im basakana, and there would be perhaps a heter to eat kidneys. Now, important to keep in mind, when someone's having kidneys, that make sure there's no chametz in there also. Which means just because you're allowed to have kidneys doesn't mean you can go to the market and buy something that has kidneys in it without knowing there's no chametz in there. You have to make sure that there's a hechsher that says there's no chametz in here, just there is kidneys, and then you can have it on Pesach because you don't want to, by mistake, eat chametz when you're coming just to eat kidneys. The fourth kula is that you're allowed to have, you're allowed to own kidneys on Pesach. There's no din bayirah bayimotzeh on kidneys. The halacha just is that you can't eat it, but you're allowed to own it, you're allowed to have it, mutter lahashos, and even someone who does not sell chametz gummer, so he gets rid of all his chametz gummer, but his kidneys you're allowed to keep in the house, you don't need to sell it to the guy, and that's a big kula, which the Ramah says meferish. The Ramah says, v'chein mutter lahashos, meaning kidneys abayis, you're allowed to keep the meaning kidneys in the house, that's what the Ramah says, and that's halacha lemaisa. The fifth kula is that it's mutter lehanos, you're allowed to have hana from kidneys. Chametz is aser b'hana. Kidneys is mutter b'hana. It's only aser b'achila. So a person can use the kidneys for neiros, to light candles if there's kidneys in the candles. You can use soaps and shampoos that have kidneys in it. You have a shampoo that has some corn, something in there, that's okay. Kidneys you're allowed to have hana from. Even if it's roi la'achilas kelav, let's say. If you have some sort of shampoo or soap or lotion, stuff like that, which for some reason would be considered roi la'achilas kelav, well, it's kidneys, it's fine. You're allowed to have hana. Cosmetics, you could feed pets, you could have pet food that's kidneyous because you're allowed to have hana, you just can't eat it yourself. The sixth kula is that kidneyous is batel b'roiv. By chametz, we say is aser b'mashu, a small amount of crumb falls into your soup, you can't eat your soup. But kidneys, as long as you have roiv heter, that's mevatel the kidneys, and that would work when it comes to kidneys. A seventh kula is, let's say that you have a pot which you cook kidneys. Let's say you have a child who needs the kidneys, and you're making kidneys for them, and you meant to have separate kalim for it, and you forgot, and you by mistake put it into the pesach like a kalim. Now you have tam of kidneys in the kli. So what do? Do you have to kasha those kalim? So the halacha is the opinion of Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky and Rabbi Forsheimer, and it really comes from a kaf achayim, that just wait 24 hours until the kli is ainet ben yoimai, and then you can use it. You don't have to kasha it. Just wait 24 hours. And I actually, there was someone here, a neighbor of mine, who he married a girl from a Svardish family, and they're not makben on kidneys. And he asked Rav Forsheimer, what should he do about the kalim? And Rav Forsheimer said, just wait 24 hours. If you wait 24 hours, then you can use the kalim, l'chatchila, that's fine. And the eighth, not really a kula, but perhaps is a tzad kula, is that Erev Pesach after the Zman Isser. That's one of the most difficult days because we can't eat chametz, we can't eat matzah. Everyone's hungry. We're all very hungry. We want to have matzah b'tei oven also at night, but we're hungry because we can't have chametz or matzah the whole day. It's a very long day. So I have a great idea. Let's have kidneys. Is there an iser to eat kidneys after this man iser in Erev Pesach? This is a machlek. It's a prima godim. It's mashma that it's mutter. The Chok Yaakov says that it's aser. The Maisa, Rav Forsheimer would say, b'shem Rav Yisrael Chaim Zonnenfeld, that the minig is lahachmer. Because me'ikr the din, there's a mokin to be makel to have kidneys erev Pesach after Zman Isser Chametz. The minig is to be machmer and not to have kidneys after that time. And this same person who married a Svardisha girl, he said one time his shviger was serving rice and one of the pieces of rice fell into his food. It was erev Pesach. And since then she stopped serving rice. She was so nervous about it. I told him, really, erev Pesach, Taka shouldn't eat it, but it's not so shver. Me'ikir adin, there is a prima godin which seems to be mekel. However, the minig is to be machmer not to eat kidneys on Erev Pesach after Zman Isser Chametz. So it's really seven kulis, and the seven kulis are b'shas hadchak. You can eat the kidneys, achel shem asakana, a child can have it. You're allowed to keep it. Even you're allowed to keep kidneys on Pesach. You don't need to sell it to a goy. You can have hanah from the kidneys. You can. You can use it to feed your pet. It's bata b'roiv, and if you have a pot that has bleus of kidneys, you don't need a kasher. You can just wait 24 hours, and then you can use it. Let's move on now to which foods are included in kidneys. So we gave a list. The list was earlier rice, corn, soybeans, string beans and pashas are kidneys, peas, beans, lentils. Now, there are some foods that people might not realize are kidneys, but they really are kidneys. Canola oil comes from mustard and the mustard family, and mustard is considered kidneys. Lots of times, cornstarch, corn syrup, Coca-Cola has high fructose corn syrup in the regular Coca-Cola. And for the Pesach ones with the yellow caps, they put in regular sugar. They don't put in the corn syrup because then it would be kidneys. Lots of times, margarine, mayonnaise, these products usually have kidneys, so you want to make sure you always have ones that are kosher for Pesach. All your food really should be kosher for Pesach. The idea of Ba'ama, one should know these ingredients, these foods, lots of times during the year have kidneys in them. Aspartame comes from kidneys a lot of times. Citric acid, sorbitol, which is a sugar substitute, lots of times has kidneys. So all these things in general, one should try very hard always to make sure not to buy foods unless knowing for sure that they're kosher for Pesach and don't have kidneys inside of them. And there are a few foods that are shilas, that are brought up as shilas. For example, cottonseed oil. Some want to say that even though cottonseed oil really should be kidneys, but because you don't eat the seed, therefore it's not really considered like all the other kidneys where you eat the seed, the seed's not really edible, you just take the oil. The minig Rosh Hashanah does say is lahachmir. We don't use cottonseed oil on Pesach. There are those that are mekel. There are those that are machmer. Shamazama was machmer. I think the Rosh Hashiva of Shmuel is mekel. You know, nara opashe, different min hagim. When it comes to peanuts, so peanuts are legumes, and one would think they'd be included in the gzera of kidneys. However, Moshe has a tshuva. Moshe the tshuva writes, he says, first of all, they don't have any similarities to the other kidneys. You don't make bread, you don't make flour from them. They don't get mixed up with kidneys because they're stored in their shells, and they're even roasted in their shells sometimes, and therefore there's no reason why it should be included in the gzera, except the fact that it's a legume and it's kidneys. Well, Dr. Maisha, it wasn't around at the time of the minhag. When the minhag started, it wasn't there. So if it wasn't there and it has no similarities, then we're not going to put it in. Something which wasn't there at the time but has similarities, let's say like soy, that's going to be considered kidneyus. But something which wasn't there and has no similarities, that's not going to be included. Rav Moshe said, well, potato. Potato wasn't there. So potato wasn't there, even though potato has one similarity, but it's not enough to be included in the gzera. Potato could come into a starch, but you're never going to mix it up. But if you have something which you can make into a flour, let's take a soy, you can make it into a kemach, and it also can get mixed up, so that avada, even though it wasn't there at the time, would be included in the gzera. So therefore, Moshe says, peanuts, not kidneyus. Rosh Hashiva Rav Shmuel, he was by Rav Moshe when they asked him the shaila, and Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky Shlita says that Rav Moshe laughed. It's like, why should peanuts be considered kidneyus? However, Rav Moshe did say, if your minig is to be machmer on peanuts, be machmir. If you don't have a minhag, Rav Moshe held you could be mekel. The Maisa Shalos Tshuvos from Lama the Hoyle says the meaning in Yerushalayim is to be machmir on peanuts, and that does seem to, it seems to me that the accepted psak is that we do treat peanuts as kidneyus, even though Rav Moshe was mekel, and Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky Shlita is mekel, but the minhag, for what I understand, is looking around, is most people are makbid that peanuts are considered kidneyous, even though it was not around at the time, and they have no similarities. It is kidneyous, it's a legume, and therefore the minhag became to be makbid. What about quinoa? Quinoa is a big shayla, big machlekes. Now, according to Rav Moshe, one would think that he would be mekel, because just like peanuts were not around at the time of the gzera, quinoa was also not around at the time of the gzera. It comes from South America, they did not have it in Europe. And it does not bear similarities to regular chameshes mine dagon, because you don't make it into a flour, you don't make it into cakes, you don't make it into bread. So according to Rav Moshe, there's a strong argument to make that one would be allowed to eat quinoa on Pesach. However, there are many machmirim. Rav Shlomo Miller famously has a tshuva, and I printed it. He says, "Kvar kasafti shiladaiti min hanikra quinoa hu api din min kidney yisachol dini atera k'may kalayim v'chadayma." Rav Shlomo says that even though by the goyim, in the way they classify different vegetables and different seeds, quinoa is not a legume. It's maybe a gusfa, it's some other type of category. It's not a legume at all. But in Dine Torah, it is. It's kidneyous. For Kalayim, it's considered kidneyous. V'alkein poshesh shelechol ha'ashkenazim ha'holchim k'fi piskei ramah, v'aser lehem lechol kidneyous v'pesach. Hu adin aser to eat quinoa. Even though there are some hechsherim that are matir, the Daiti says it's also kmei kol kidneyus. So Shlomo Miller writes, and there are others that held like him. Also, Rabelski originally definitely held that there was not, there was also to eat quinoa on Pesach. And the reason is because quinoa is a legume. And maybe just like it wasn't accepted with regards to peanuts, maybe quinoa will be the same thing. It wasn't accepted to be makled, even though it wasn't around at the time of the gzera. And it's not fully similar. It's a little more similar than the peanuts, at least, because it's small and maybe you can get mixed up. Afalpikin, just like we're machmer on the peanuts, maybe that's why many people are machmer on the quinoa also. But according to Rav Moshe, it would seem like he would be makel on the quinoa the same way he's makel on the peanuts. So that's a shayla also, naro pashte, different echsherim, have different opinions. Obviously, if one has a shayla and doesn't have their own minhag about this, should ask a rav if they should be makbin on quinoa, not to have it on Pesach. I want to end with one interesting point, one point which I found fascinating. It's from Shlomo Zalman. And I'll start with a story. I think it's pretty famous already. Many people have heard it from Rabbi Fishbein from Chicago. He said that one time when there was a Pesach hotel, and a Motzei Pesach, they were serving pizza, and they ran out. So what did they do in the kitchen? They took the kosher, the Pesach pizza that they served on Pesach, and they just put that out instead of the regular pizza. They ran out of the regular chametz tikka pizza, and they put out the Pesach tikka pizza, and no one knew the difference because it tasted so similar. And he was discussing, it's really a shaila with negeah to the bracha, because the Pesach tikka pizza was shahakal, and the ones that were chametz were either mezenis or hametz, depending on what you make on pizza. So that was what he was discussing. But he said it literally looked and tasted the same. Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, he's saying this not in the halacha, but he says, ugois cake sha'ifim kemach matzah gufe. If you have cakes that you make from matzah meal, the michlvila anashim ugois hanefesh mi kemach shachamet. People make a mistake that looks so similar to chametz tikka cakes. And this is gebruch, so obviously for those who eat gebruch, he's talking about nira gam kain shish ladam han kain. If we're going to make a gzeira of kidneyus, that maybe you're going to get mixed up, that my rice bread looks like regular bread, Kol Shekin, if I take matzah meal and make a bread or make a cake, which looks so similar to chametz, for sure we shouldn't have that to eat. And on the bottom it says over there that this is, he was mahadah for himself, but it was derech limud, it was not bataris halacha. He's not saying this halacha at all, 100%. If it's kosher, it's kosher, and you're allowed to make cakes and biscotti for matzah meal, and you're allowed to make all different types of cakes. Yerusha Mazan was just saying, he said that it's a pella, he writes there on bottom, that they bake these cakes at daimis mar'ein mamish luga is chametz. They make foods that are so similar to chametz stick of cakes. The earlier generations made safeguards upon safeguards. Anything which is similar in its flour to chametz flour, they made iser. We're going to put food on the table which people look at it and say, this looks like chametz. He said, can you imagine that our chachamim made a gzeira and the minig b'chol take by a strong minig that our chachamim says peretz gedi yishchenu nachash? What was the reason for the minig? One of the main reasons was asi lechlufei. You're going to get mixed up because you make it comes into a flour, it's going to get mixed up. How you talking that we're going to take foods which are really kosher because there's no gzeira, let's say a matzah meal or a potato starch, that we make it and make things that look exactly like the real thing? How could it be? And Rosh Hashanah himself was machmer. That's not lehalacha at all. The minhag is, and we should enjoy all our cakes and all our things. Just, I found it fascinating that Rosh Hashanah actually said this, and in Svar it's interesting, saying the whole time of the gzeira of kidneys was because you're going to get mixed up. So if I have something else you're going to get mixed up, wouldn't that be something that which maybe we shouldn't eat? Now, Lamaisa, it's not true because there's no minig on that. If there's no minig, we can go ahead and eat it. Fakir, we found many achronim were held. The whole kidney was a minig shtus, even they're right. Because mechatesi, it makes no sense. We don't get mixed up. And you're taking away, like the Yamar Katsiya said, you're taking away everything we could eat and you're taking away Simchas Yontif. So, of course, we should have all our good food and enjoy Simchas Yontif. I just thought it was an interesting aura. That's why I read it out. Okay, we'll stop over here. Chakosha v'samech.